Les Impacteurs, le podcast du numérique raisonné, par Grenoble École de Management.
Dans le cadre du défi de la rentrée 2021, les nouveaux étudiants de Grenoble École de Management questionnent un objet ou un service connecté du quotidien, on décrypte les enjeux cachés au-delà des usages actuels et élaborent un plan d'action pour impacter de façon positive le futur. Dans ce nouvel épisode, nos étudiants se penchent sur le thème « Santé et bracelets connectés ».
Welcome everyone, I am your host Jessica. Today's podcast is a special edition of Meet the Experts called Connected Wristband in the Workplace. As we're talking right now, there are about 1,000 people taking down to the street at La Place de la Bastille, and it has been going on for 2 days. Warehouse workers are protesting against their data being gathered against their will. Now, this isn't new. Your data has always been unsafe. But this issue has reached a bigger magnitude and has today made it in the headlines. Now, more than ever, connected wristbands can infringe upon one's rights. For this matter, we have brought a special guest. She is the CEO of Connected Companies Incorporated, a company that works in order to tackle this issue. I am now going to let Miss Megan present her company. Welcome, Miss Megan.
Hello, thank you for having me here. As you said, I am the CEO of a new company in town called Connected Companies Incorporated, and we happen to have solutions for the problem we will be talking about later.
Okay, great. We just got a call from a warehouse worker that was manifesting 2 days ago. He is called Jean-Paul, and he is going to share his journey as a warehouse picker.
Well, hi guys. I have a lot to share with you today, so thanks for taking my call. I'm here to tell you how my boss has really been getting on my nerves recently. He's been forcing us to wear disconnected wristbands and has been tracking every single activity of our lives. I'm here to say that I can't take it anymore and that someone has to do something about this before it gets really ugly.
I'm glad you called us. Can you elaborate on that? We have here with us the CEO of Connected Companies Inc., who might be able to help you with your issue.
Of course I can. I started working for a big company a couple years ago and everything was fine. But now, with these wristbands, my boss doesn't stop yelling at me, asking me to work like them young interns. I'm 47, for God's sake, be just a little considerate. With this madness, now there's a lot of tension in the warehouse.
I'm really sad to hear about your situation. Miss Megan, do you have something to say about this?
Yes, actually, Jean-Paul, I'm glad you brought that up. My company is working to help workers in your situation and bring an end to this problem. Connected Companies Incorporated is a company that provides a certification that ensures a good use of IoT by manager and workers as well. Every 2 years, Connected Companies Incorporated takes a look at the way IoT is used in the workplace and the way it interacts in the company's environment.
Yes, but what if the conditions aren't respected?
As you said, if the expectations are not met, the certification is not provided, obviously, but training courses are still suggested in order to improve the workers' well-being. All in all, our project has two dimensions: raise awareness, and second, take action. So now with this, I'm sure your situation will get better and you will get rid of this nightmare.
Thank you, this is very interesting. However, how do you intend on making other companies purchase your services?
Well, as a matter of fact, according to the CSR policy, workers' well-being should be a top priority. Hence, the certification acts as a guarantee of this. Therefore, refusing would be harm to the company's image and reputation.
Well, first, thank you because I really appreciate your motivation to make really our situation better. And I do have still this one question because I want really to be a part of this movement. So what can I do to make this thing bigger and better?
Jean-Paul, you actually can be very helpful to us. All you need to do is to fill this form and answer a few questions regarding your situation as a warehouse worker. You can also post the survey on your Facebook page so that your coworkers on your friend list can also fill it and deliver it to us.
Well, I think this podcast has come to its end. Thank you, Miss Megan, and also Jean-Paul for participating. I wanted to add one last thing. There is this influencer named It's Jessie, who has a YouTube channel and Instagram account and actively raises awareness regarding this subject. She promotes Connected Companies Inc. work. Feel free to check her out for more information. Thank you all for listening to us and see you on next episode. Bye!
À bientôt pour un nouvel épisode des Impacteurs, le podcast du numérique raisonné par Grenoble École de Management. Merci de noter ce podcast et bien sûr, de vous abonner.